T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sean Salisbury from AM 790 in Houston. Sean, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. We'd be doing better if Denzel Ward wasn't injured. He's going to miss this
game
against the Broncos.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because, and we were talking a little bit about this yesterday, because we, at the time of the draft, Sean, we wanted the Browns to take Bradley Chubb to pair him up with Myles Garrett. And obviously, he's been great for Denver as they play them this week. But obviously, Denzel Ward's been excellent, too, for the Browns, and you wouldn't want to get rid of him. However, he has had 2 concussions as a rookie. How concerned would you be long-term with a guy who's had 2 concussions as a rookie?
Well, I think any time you're concerned, you know, we saw this, even though he was along in his career, a little farther along than Denzel is, but, you know, with Luke Kuechly, with Jordan Reed at tight end in Washington, of course, any time you get one, hell, let alone 2 at a you know, as a new guy and a rookie in the league, it becomes difficult. But hey, they'll just keep an eye on it. He's a really good player, man. And you're getting back. So, of course, you're concerned. Just like you'd be concerned if a guy, you know, we seem to always focus now because of the lawsuits and everything on concussions. But it's the same thing. You know, if a guy's got chronic back injury and he's had 2 surgeries or he's had 2 major injuries, you get a little concerned. And concussions are a concern for everybody. But he's had, obviously, 2 of them on record. And it's unfortunate. It's a physical game, but you keep an eye on it. But I think he's going to be okay. I'm not a doctor, but as a team, you know, that's not one of those things you draft a guy and say, well, he's concussion prone. You don't. Nobody goes into it like that. So you hope and pray that it doesn't affect his career, or more importantly, when his career is over. And with you, though, at least if they didn't get Bradley Chubb, guys, and we know what a disruptor he is, they obviously have Myles Garrett. But the next thing for me, if I'm building a defense, if I don't have a disruptor, an Aaron Donald inside or a Myles Garrett type outside, is to go get a guy in the secondary that's a shutdown guy that's got all that potential. And if you're going to miss out on one, you might as well get the other. And he's a difference maker. They had a hell of a draft this year and an impactful one.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury on the hotline. Sean, how excited are you in the rest of the country to have a chance prime time to watch Baker Mayfield? We had a chance one time this season earlier against the Jets when he comes in the second half and wins that game, the first win in – and he breaks the streak, of course, for Hugh Jackson, the 0-16 streak. But now, you know, with the playoffs kind of on the line, I mean, the Browns have to win out and a few things have to go their way. But we never thought we'd be in this position. But here we are, primetime game tomorrow night, or Saturday night, I should say, with Baker Mayfield.
I love it. And he's going to love it. Don't you guys get the kind of the idea? Remember we talked last week, too, after his game in Houston, what did we say? The 3 touchdown, or the picks, and the 3 picks in the first half and all that won't affect him. What's he do? Comes out against Carolina, goes 18 for 22, ball doesn't hit the ground very often. That's him, man. This is DNA. This isn't something you can ride up and hope. Some of it's coachable, but not DNA and not the way he approaches it. You guys know my feelings on him. I always expect him, when the lights are the brightest, to play his best. I do. And he don't kid yourself. He knows. He knows who's watching. He knows it's a prime timer. He knows that they still have a chance at the playoffs, and all he wants is a fighting chance. So I don't put it past him to go on the road and play his ass off, so, and the Cleveland Browns. But it's contagious, man. It just is. And in his DNA is winner and loves the bright lights. He just does. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it affectionate, that he raises his game, man. And I'll say it again. I'll say it every week if I have to. This was the right pick for the Cleveland Browns, and whoever the coach is going to be from here on is going to have themselves one hell of a run to build their franchise around. I love it. I can't wait. And for people that haven't seen him, that only watch their game during the week, I've seen him a bunch of times and obviously seen him in person. I think they're in for a real treat. And Denver's defense, and that team knows that they, too, are still on the outside of the playoffs looking in and scrambling around. So it's a big game for both teams.
Yeah, and with Baker improving and the Browns likely to be a playoff contender next year, I mean, I think we can see the Browns on prime time a lot, because Baker is such a popular player, right? I mean, like, the Browns are playing Seattle next year. They're playing the Rams, the Patriots, the Steelers twice. I think we're going to see our first Monday Night Football game for the Browns in a decade.
I'm not the NFL and the schedule makers, but I would almost guarantee that's going to happen. Guys, the NFL, and not only does the NFL, but fans, we love when Mayfield plays Mahomes, or we love when Mahomes plays Brady. We love quarterbacks draw, even if the team's not good, we want the excitement. We want the brash.
Right.
We want the attitude. We want the swagger. And, oh, get used to it, because the Cleveland Browns are going to be on a lot of national TV, and I agree with you. We'll go old school, back to the days when we see the Browns quite a bit on television. I think it's that time, and they're building something. And I'll be shocked if in the next 18 months we're not talking about a play. I think they're the fastest riser in the division. And you got a quarterback and you got a pass rusher. And when you got that, you can build it, and they will.
When you look across the division and see what's happening in Pittsburgh right now, is that thing's kind of deteriorating here at the end of the season, you know, with what happened last weekend with Big Ben, his injury, and Tomlin not putting him back in the game until late when they were down. How do you think that ends up at the end of this season?
I don't, just on loyalty alone, starting with Mike Tomlin, and Mike's a good football coach, and guys, we see the speeches get old, right? I mean, after you've been there over a decade and you're a long-tenured guy, you start to wonder, and I know new players come in, but, you know, you'll get the nucleus of players around. After a while, it may get stale, but think about this. For like the last 420 years, they've had three coaches. So I don't know. Now, if it goes to hell in a handbasket, they lose three more in a row, they go to New England and get their butt kicked and lose, you might see a parting of the ways. I don't think that's going to happen. I do think there's going to be some changes in Pittsburgh, wherever that is. And this, guys, doesn't this kind of, isn't this typical of them? Little drama all throughout the season. And, you know, AB may be mad, then Le'Veon's not coming, and then Ben calling out his teammates, and then walking in a boot, and then his rib hurts. And then three games in a row, they go 380, 420, 440, and win and get in the playoffs. I mean, this is them. That's why history tells me that they can turn it around quickly, because they're explosive. But this is drama. They feed off it. And now we'll see if they can feed off this, or this is just a team that isn't very good. When I say not very good, that isn't a dominant team like we expect them to be playing in late January every year. The gap's closing in the division. Pittsburgh's got a lot of work to do. And we're about to find out if it's fixable. Normally it is, but Connor's been banged up. We got to find out. But Ben is capable of going out and stringing three together, them winning the division. And once they're in, offense, man, they can do it. So we'll see. But this doesn't shock me, but I do believe there's going to be changes. I just don't know if the Pittsburgh Steelers, they don't like to fire coaches, and I think a lot of it will have to do with how's Mike feel, because he did a job in 15 minutes, but how does he feel about being there? I think he's a Pittsburgh Steeler coach, and I think he wants to be there. The loyalty on the Pittsburgh Steelers says the coach will be back in the fall, just my guess.
We're talking with a longtime NFL quarterback, Sean Salisbury. Yeah, and you talk about the division, the Browns, the needle pointing up. I mean, you could argue that the needle's pointing down for all three other teams. We talked about the Steelers. Obviously, the Bengals are a total disaster right now. They're probably going to fire Marvin Lewis and hire the worst coach in the history of football. And the Ravens, you know, they might be changing coaches too. They got a rookie quarterback. We don't know, you know, Lamar Jackson's got talent, but can he put it all together? Can you continuously play that way? The Browns might be the only team, Sean, with the needle pointing up in the division at all.
Couldn't agree more. Now, some in Baltimore are going to say it's pointing up because they like the excitement Lamar brings.
Sure.
And guys, think about this. Let's just say, for instance, and now it's not out of the realm of possibility. I don't believe it's going to happen. But you could see Marvin, John, and Mike Tomlin move to different places, right? Couldn't we?
That's true.
I mean, we
possible.
Really could. Yeah. John's been, and we also know that Harbaugh, people will stand in line for him. And Marvin would be a defensive coordinator somewhere, I'm sure. And we know people stand in line for Tomlin. If it happens, and you're right, the needle is pointing up. And if I were to say, let's make a futures bet, I'm going to give you, and I know they'll make the playoffs before then, but I'm talking about dominating. And we always think, well, it's got to be the Steelers. Does it? What about 3 years from now, if I said the best team in the division will be the Cleveland Browns, would, if we all had $5,000 to bet, would you do it?
I would. And unlike a lot of people here, Sean, I'm not a homer. But if you ask me to bet on in 3 years, because I'm going to say Ben Roethlisberger's not that good, or who knows where he is in 3 years.
Yep.
I would, trusting John Dorsey, having Baker Mayfield, Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb, and all the cap space and draft picks they have. You ask me who's winning the division in 3 years, I'm definitely betting on the Browns. I wouldn't even think twice about it.
And think about it too, guys. While Lamar's exciting, and you mentioned it, You can't carry it 27 times a game and survive.
No.
Christmas. You can't.
No.
You've got to be a better passer. Andy Dalton in 3 years may not even be in that damn uniform, and if Andy is, Andy can get you kind of close to the playoffs, but it's not exactly like you're worried too much once they get in.
Nope.
But they don't get in often. And Ben, by that time, Ben may have retired by then. So you got Mason Rudolph possibly. He's a young guy. The Bengals are going to have to find a dude. And Lamar's still working on polishing his passing game. And then there's Baker Mayfield. So you tell me, I personally, if I had to bet $10,000, they said you have to bet it. 3 years from now, who will be the best team in the division? I'm not a Cleveland homer guy. You know, I go on radio shows. I go on with you guys, and I love it. But I didn't play for any of these teams. I just watch football and know what I know. My $10,000 would go into the pocket of the Cleveland Browns, saying in 3 years, that's the team that everybody's going to be chasing, that they could get a stronghold on the division depending on coaching and what these other guys do. Because think about it. All three of the other teams, quarterback could be an issue. And head coach, who knows who's going to be there once they get the head coach in Cleveland. They got the quarterback, the defense. My money's on Cleveland in 3 years unless there's drastic changes.
And Sean, I could go maybe even really crazy and tell you that I could make the case – outside of maybe Kansas City and Houston, if I want to go bananas, I could make the case for the Browns being better than every other team in the AFC because all the other good teams have old quarterbacks, like Pittsburgh, New England. You know, I know it seems like New England will never be bad, but we don't know when they lose Brady. Phillip Rivers is old. So, I mean, and the other teams all stink. So, I mean, in 3 years, I think they'll be one of the best teams in the conference.
There's no question about it. And they'll, I mean, as long as there's no crazy injuries, they get the guy they want, whether it's in-house, you're exactly right. Because as much as I love Phillip and Ben and Tom in the AFC, damn, how much longer? And I guess we'd have to look to one other team, guys, that if they continue to draft well and protect him, Andrew Luck stays healthy, that's another team.
Sure.
Luck,
Colts,
think about it. Think about the AFC with those four teams, the young guys. Luck, Mayfield, Mahomes and Watson. You think we're in for a hell of a run with the teams that maybe aren't the most aren't known as the dominant teams in the future? There's a new wave coming through, my man, and we just named them. And I my money would go on Cleveland in 3 years because they're building it, and they're going to go like the Houston Astros. Let's build it. Let's draft. We're young. We'll go through some tough times. We got the Alex Bregmans, meaning the Baker Mayfields. We got guys like that. I'll see you in a couple years, if not sooner. And you guys will be chasing us like the days of the Dogtown when Kozar and Clay were there, and they were always in contention to be a Super Bowl team. I love it.
Hey, Sean, there was a CT scan done on Carson Wentz. It revealed he's got a fractured vertebrae, and for the second straight year in a row, he could be shut down for the remainder of the season. It's disappointing, obviously. I mean, he's not going to have surgery. What are you doing if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, and how grateful and thankful are you that you didn't let go of Nick Foles this offseason?
Pretty grateful. And, you know, we always talk about quarterbacks that raise their game. They'll play great during the regular season. In the playoffs, we have those guys that put up great numbers but don't seem to show up well in big games. And then there's the opposite. You watch Nick in the preseason and watch him during the regular season, you're like, yeah. Even last year in December, guys, and almost to the day when he took over for Wentz, he didn't have a really good December, and they benched him at halftime in the last game. They wanted to make sure he was okay, put Nate Sudfeld in. And then he goes on a three-game run, and his game elevated when the lights got hotter, and he played great. So it is a great luxury to have. If I'm Philadelphia, if there's any chance that Carson can get injured worse, you can't risk it. You can't because maybe they're a playoff. If they can get on a run, if Foles can win three in a row, I don't put it past them, but this team is different than they were last year. But you know how it goes. You get hot, quarterback plays out of his mind, got a chance to go. But it is a great blessing that you've got a guy who's been a great teammate, Nick Foles, played great, amazing football under pressure. Wentz is your future, but I'm not so sure that an 80% Wentz, as good as he is, gives me more than 100% Foles. Unless he's like fully capable of getting us to win and there's no risk of future injury, I can play him then. But if there is some kind of a risk that this could get worse and cause surgery in the offseason, you just can't play him, man. There's too much on the line for it, and you've got the bonus of having one of the better backups in the league. And Nick Foles, guys, is auditioning too. Whether he wants to stay in Philly or whether he wants to go somewhere else in Jacksonville or somewhere and be a starter, it's an audition for him too, as well as helping his team try to get back to the playoffs as a defending Super Bowl champions.
All right, Sean, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great one. Talk to you guys next week. Enjoy the game this Saturday, man. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.